Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. For every exciting moment Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon facilitates on the field, there are equally charitable moments taking place off the field. Respect 90 is his foundation, providing children and families opportunities to develop championship attitudes through sports, academics, and community involvement. And he sets that example every day. And to share some of those stories that inspired him to inspire others, Joe Maddon joins us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Having Respect 90 on also, Dave. Appreciate
Absolutely. You know, Ernie Banks used to be the guy that came up with something catchy every year for the Cubs. And you are not only talking the talk in Ernie's footsteps, but you're walking the walk with some of the most inspirational messaging in baseball.
Well, I appreciate that. It's I don't know. This goes way back for me. I was an instructor in the Angel organization in the 80s. And I always wanted to get the point across via T-shirts, even did it back then. I think my first one was Everyday Counts, because I was always concerned when a player was being developed to become a major league player that he would put things off to the next day because it was okay. It was okay because I'm being developed. I thought the same thing with some coaches. They thought it was okay to put it off until tomorrow because there's plenty of time. I wanted them to have a little bit more urgency about it, and every day counts, and I wanted to get that point across. So it started with that first T-shirt.
Yeah, that sense of urgency is so important. Years ago, you were on an airplane when you got passed over for a coach's job, and there were moments on that ride that you have said have changed your life and brought you to a life of inspiration and inspiring others. Share that story.
Yeah, I was I'd been passed over to become a coach on the major league team with the California Angels. I think it was 91, 92, yeah, something like that, right around there. So anyway, I was had that opportunity. I did not get that opportunity, so I'm flying to Midland, Texas. I'm a roving hitting instructor at this point and also the minor league coordinator. So I get on the plane with a horrible attitude. I was really not focused on my job like I normally had been. So I get on this airplane, and of course I get the middle seat, and I'm going like, that's like an hour and a half from Phoenix to Midland, something like that.
Yeah.
I sit down with the worst attitude you've ever seen me have in my life, and I didn't want to talk to anybody, and I really tried to avoid that, but I'm not a mean person, so the lady next to me by the window just wanted to talk. And so all of a sudden, I get engaged in a conversation, but I'm trying to keep it short. We get somewhere over maybe Tucson into the El Paso area, and she just blurted out the phrase, remember one thing, whatever you put out there comes back to you.
Wow.
So I'm like, my head was kind of down, and she said that. And I looked at her and I said, would you please repeat that? And she did. And I don't even know. Did you talk about an epiphany or the light bulb moment? The moment I got off that airplane, I swear I just thought about that, and she was absolutely right. So I was putting out this negative stuff, which I've never had in my entire life, my entire existence. So I got off that airplane. I was reborn in that regard, and I went out and I did my job, and I never felt better about it. So that was that one phrase by this lady on that airplane that made all the difference in the world that I carry with me until today.
Isn't that crazy? Over 25 years of that in your head just because of that one impromptu moment on a plane having a conversation with somebody.
America West Airlines, Phoenix to Midland, looking out the window, watching that the desert in front of your eyeballs, and really being up, because I've worked so hard to become a major league coach, and I really thought I was deserving of that, and it didn't happen, which is a good thing that it didn't happen, because I had to continue to try to earn it, and sometimes you don't always get what you want.
True.
Mr. Jagger's right, but then you get what you need, and I got that seat next to that lady on that airplane, and she kind of straightened me out.
Well, I feel like that teaches kids, too, especially with the younger generation, that you don't always get what you want. You don't always get that trophy every time you make an effort. You've got to learn to lose, because it obviously helps you inspire yourself to win.
You really do learn more through your negative experiences than you do through the positive. The positive, you're getting that flow moment, everything's just working out perfectly. But then when you have to fight through some more difficult times, that's when you have to reach down more deeply, continue along. It's when you wake up in the morning, maybe that energy isn't quite there, and you have to almost force it to get where you need to be.
Sure.
And you have to convince yourself mentally to do different things, and it's just a part of the process.
Well, now this has all been called maddenisms, which is awesome. So, I mean, just some examples. Never permit the pressure to exceed the pleasure. Do simple better. Mm-hmm. In our world, for me, every day is Friday night. I love funk. I've always been a funk guy. The funk is good. Whenever you get into a funk in the bullpen, I like that. Every one of those can be a mission or a mantra for any sport, any company, hell, any t-shirt. You're sending clear messages, having fun, but making it memorable.
Thank you. I mean, that's exactly where I'm coming from with all of that stuff. And believe me, the players need that on any level. You need that. In the world that we live in right now, things get spinning pretty quickly, and there's you're looking for instant gratification, or there's also instant criticism. And it's tough to deal with. We didn't have to deal with that back in the day. It was one newspaper in a small town, and you did it via telephone. There wasn't even an answering machine to leave messages with. It was more simple. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong or whatever. It's just the way it is. So with all this, these different items that confront our youth on a daily basis and even us grown-ups, it's a totally different method. And you have to be equipped to handle those moments, slow things down, process them properly. Don't let something minor become something major. All these different thoughts or concepts I've really been aware of.
So out of all this comes your foundation, Respect 90. Tell us a little bit about that and what inspired you to put that together.
Well, Respect 90 is the distance between home plate and first base. And I've always thought that to be a very good Major League Baseball player, respecting that distance permits you to have to permeate the rest of your game in a good way. So we came up with the foundation, my wife Jay and I, and we thought this is a perfect name for it. And then beyond that, another fellow within our group realized that respect begins at home. So that trek from home plate to first base, respect begins at home, so we're respecting 90 feet. So we did that, and then that led to us in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where we've developed our Hazleton Integration Project, trying to bring together the Hispanic and Anglo cultures in my hometown. At the time we began, it was really controversial, right around 2010, and really very unpopular in that small pocket back home. It's actually been popular anywhere. But with what's going on right now, and the elections coming up in 2020, it cannot be more pertinent. So we were kind of a little bit ahead of it. And now we're moving in the right direction. It's really, if you look online, HazletonIntegrationProject.com, you'll get a lot of information regarding it. But the project is really developing into something special.
And there's so many ways people can get involved. Mm-hmm. And you have two products out there, very recent. One is a partnership with Haymarket Beer Company, and ultimately Rags of Honor. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's to try not to suck beer. I was just talking to Michael Binstein from Binny's today, and apparently they can't keep them in their stores.
It's awesome.
It's sold out of five locations, and the money that's generated for that for us goes directly to our foundation. The money's all charitably oriented. And then Haymarket, my goodness, when we found out the method there with the veterans being both part of the marketing and distribution plan there, we thought this is the perfect fit for us.
Sure.
Beyond that, they make a great product. So I got together with that group, Rags of Honor, and with their coffee. We were involved with that a bit also. It just made all the sense in the world. I mean, you talk about win-win-win all over the place. So I wanted to do something. I wanted to get into the food market. I've always been a fan of Paul Newman, what he had done.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get some money in the coffers and be able to distribute it. For me, you know, my winters are so short, and I try to do as much as I can, but it really, at some point, you do need to, you know, take your wife somewhere. So if we could, generate some monies for the foundation this way, and then distribute it from there via the food products. And we have the pizza sauce, we have the pasta sauce, we have the vodka sauce coming out, chow chow's coming out, food wise, as well as they try not to suck beer. We're starting to make some money that can be placed into the foundation right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is your grandparents' pasta sauce recipe that you've got on the shelves at Jewel Osco, right?
Yeah, it's outstanding. Really, really, really good. They went through my sister, Carmine. Carmine was great in providing a lot of the information. And so it's really a good product. And then the vodka sauce is coming out next. We're going to partner with Effin Vodka regarding that. Chow chow, which is a Polish thing.
Yeah.
From the other side, my grandmom Klosik. And again, we gave them the recipe, and the group has recreated it so well. I love it with fried meatballs or meatloaf. And believe it or not, with a cup of coffee, chow chow, it's kind of this mustardy based, vinegary based vegetable thing. Yeah. God, it's so good. And they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it. So we're going to have Grandma Klosik, Victoria, on that bottle at some point.
I love that. You also can make a donation, mm-hmm. buy some cool swag, and, mm-hmm. and you're hosting this year's Try Not to Suck Celebrity Golf Classic on Monday, August 19th.
Yeah, we are. It's been big. Jerry Lasky's really done a wonderful job putting it together for us. I got a great group coming out, a lot of celebrities, and try to get some of my guys to show up also. They're looking for a day off, so sometimes it's very difficult, but we may get some of the guys coming out for that. It's a lot of fun. We've raised a lot of money through that also. It's just been, the golf tournament thing. We have one here in Chicago, there in Chicago, one and here in Pennsylvania, actually, where I'm from. That's going to happen the week before that. Just trying to creatively generate monies for this, for the foundation to, again, then distribute. We've been big with the Crushers Club in the south side of Chicago, boxing, Chicago Youth Boxing. We've been big with them, being able to donate money there. Ms. Recordia, very big there, all over the Chicagoland area, as well as distributing in Mesa, Arizona, Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and Tampa, Florida.
And for more on that, you can visit respect90.org. Now, next Tuesday is the All-Star Game. Chris, Javi, Wilson will be on hand in Cleveland. Love them all. Mm-hmm. Javi and Wilson specifically are truly two of the most exciting players in baseball to watch on the field right now.
They are. They're very charismatic. I think as a whole, we have a lot of charismatic players on our team. We've had for years. They play a game. Javi, like you said, especially in Wilson, they play the game with a verve that's different, an energy that's different. It's just, I think it's born of where they came from, where they play in a really fearless manner. They weren't overly instructed. Their instincts play through really well. And I think that's what people really like. KB, obviously, tremendous talent. Just came from a different background, but his baseball instincts and IQ are very high too. We're all very proud for the fact that they're going to represent us in Cleveland, and they're going to do it very well.
You've often compared Javi to Manny Ramirez at the plate. If the Cubs, had a little more discipline, but he's certainly growing into that, isn't he?
He saw that home run to right central last night. That's what Manny would do. I mean, right now, Javi is doing much better. What I said was the moment he starts laying off the slider down and away becomes Manny Ramirez. And he's definitely on that path right now. The difference would be that Manny cannot play the level of defense that Javi can. Listen, I was around Manny, really enjoyed Manny, but Javi's got this complete game that few have. So as it's going to get better. He's going to keep getting better. This is not the ultimate hobby you're seeing right now. There's different components of his game, and he'll be the first one to tell you that are going to improve, but he is a lot of fun to watch on a nightly basis.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon. For more on his foundation, visit respect90.org. And the Cubs play the Pirates today at 3:05 on WGN TV. Joe, awesome talking to you, and have a great game, and happy 4th to you.
Thank you very much. Happy 4th back at you, and really, really appreciate you having Respect 90 on. Thank you.
My pleasure.